Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again having another sample healing session with different healings. And we'll be talking about the physical body organ rejuvenation series that we're having. And we're having one this coming Sunday. It's an 8-hour conference call. And it's wonderful. So we'll first do some entity releases for people. And this is greatly needed by everybody. Remember, we all carry these entities. They body hop from person to person. They can even go from an animal into a physical person. So, and also, if you ever wondered why animals sometimes act strange, maybe your pet all of a sudden has a strange day, or a bad day, bad hair day, or maybe your dog barks at you or something. Well, it's because it has an entity in them, and maybe that doesn't like you. So this is what happens too with animals. So here we go. But more so it's with people, and they come into us because they want to experience their particular life that they had in the past in us. And by doing so, they take control of our body, our thoughts, our actions, and this is only because our spirit is not present enough inside of us to hold the frequency of who the spirit is in the body. So when we're not home, who is? They are. And they take over our bodies. This is very common. This is why Jesus said on the cross, basically, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So that may shed some light on the situation. And also that same phrase also is indicated or means about the extraterrestrial mind control transmissions to the people, too. But mainly we're dealing with entities right now that are earth-based, and these are known by everybody as ghosts. So here we go. We're going to go back 5 days. So I'm going to clear out what we can here. So I'll just do a clearing for 5 days, and I'll do some more work on it here. I'll do a general once-over. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we're going to start to work with the entities that have attached to you, come into your body through your feet, and they may reside there. So we'll do ankles and feet. And that's naturally toes, etc. So working on those right now. And you may want to just put your focus there. You might sense your body becoming lighter as they leave you. Naturally, when your spirit comes into you, this is a spirit that you have that looks out of your eyes. Remember, entities cannot look out of your eyes. So when your spirit comes into you, then you get heavier and your eyes get brighter. So here we go. Now we're working up from the ankles to the knees. Here we go. And so you may wonder, well, how do these things come into me? I tell them to leave. I don't want them to come in. You know, maybe you don't even believe about entities. Well, they come in when you're not home. Life's on nobody home, like I've kind of mentioned before. And when you're not home, when you're not in your body fully, and most people are not in their bodies fully, in fact, this whole population on this planet, I'll say, is not in their bodies fully. Let's start with that, okay? So most people are 20% in. So that means that this whole planet is being run by entities. So if you're only 20% in and 80% is entities, then that means that this planet is being controlled by people everywhere with entities running in and out of their bodies. Very sad state of affair because they're not responsible for their actions of the body that they're in. They may tell somebody to do something, and the body will go along with that game plan because the entity is now in control of the body, causing problems and or doing things. And normally it's problems. So if you wonder why the earth here is the way it is and the way people are not in love energy, it's mainly because of the entities that inhabit people's bodies. So that's one way of looking at it here. And so we're just releasing them now from people as much as we can. I may only be able to get 1% of these out of you, but whatever I can get out will help you. And then you got to regain your own spiritual integrity. Remember, that's up to you. The light ship can only help you. It's up to you to do the work to stay more into your body, not to leave your body. And it's up to you to regain your spiritual consciousness. The light ship is not responsible for that. You are. So here we go. We're working now up to our knees. And that also includes shapeshifters, extraterrestrial beings, parasites, the The website, creationlightship.com, has sections on there for online healings to help you out. You just use PayPal. And also we have a very, very important clearing, which is your death code, physical body bar death code. And this clearing, the removal of this, can bring back a lot of energy to you. So if you haven't had that, I would highly recommend getting this done. And you get for free an additional clearing, which is your emotional stress body death code. And the cost is $150. And most people have three death barcodes in place. Remember, you have your controlling factions. You have your natal chart. You know, we know about that, your astrological chart. That's how the aliens are controlling you. It's quite simple, very obvious once you understand what that is. And naturally, because they're controlling you, they control when you're going to die. And this is the way you can release that so you can regain more spiritual energy along with more physical energy for your body, more life force. Because once this energy is taken away, your body now can start to heal and become more rejuvenated. So this is why we're doing this coming Sunday, the physical body organ rejuvenation, getting rid of the shapeshifters, aliens, parasitic life forms that are invisible, shadow bodies, etc., out of your different organs. Okay, we're working now up to our waist area, including our pelvis area. And here we go. And the way you regain some of your spiritual consciousness, naturally, we'll just say that you're only 20% in your body, like most people, and you're listening to this here, and you happen to be staying on because you want to get more information. Normally, what happens is the implants from the aliens go off, and when the implants go off, you run the other direction because you don't want to hear the truth, because they don't want you to understand what the truth is. So they have these things go off, and if people are listening to the program and they try to talk to their friend, maybe you're a couple months listening here, and you wonder why you tell your friends and they look at you like you're crazy or they run the other way, is because the implants went off in them and you're treading upon their belief system of the darkness, and the darkness does not want to have you hear truth. And so right away their eyes get glossed over, and that's because the dark side pulls out their spirit out of the body when they start to hear something that may help them. Then the entities come forward, maybe even a shapeshifter can come out and look at you as you're trying to explain to them how wonderful the light ship is and why it comes through every 2,000 years and how you can have healings. Well, the shapeshifter is not going to recognize that because it's from the darkness. And so this, you're just talking to somebody who's a zombie. And this is what happens to a lot of people. It's very, very unfortunate. So if you do try to help your friends or tell your friends about the light ship, and they run the other direction, just know that in the overall vocabulary of what we're talking about, they are possessed by something, and that something does not want them to hear the truth. So you may find that you may have one friend out of 100 who actually listens. So you can see how bad the earth plane is here and what the aliens have done to it. Okay, now we're going to work from our waist on up. We'll go through our whole body cavity here, going up to our shoulders here, taking out more of these entities as much as we can at this time. If you do feel better, you may want to go on the website or do the entity clearing and get the unlimited to do that quite often. That will help you out. You can go even further and do other clearings, but I would still highly recommend doing the bar death code. So, Sylvia, I'll do some clearing here still. You out there in cyberspace? So I'll need about another 5 minutes here to help people out here with clearing. So if you wish, you can come on and talk to them if you like.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, and welcome, everyone. We have quite a few people on the fast chat, too. I see Dulce and Heo, Rhonda, Karen, Marie, Yolanda, Butterfly, Sylvia, Rob, and Kids in Toronto, Siva, and if I've missed anybody, sorry, welcome to everyone. We've got great questions. So, Ron, if it's okay with you, while you're continuing with the clearing, I'll just feed you some of these questions.
This is pretty heavy. There's some pretty heavy people listening here. So.
Okay, so I'll just talk for a minute then.
You can talk about the intensive if you want this weekend.
Yeah, I'd love to actually mention that. So in case you're just coming on and you're new to this, Ron does a lot of types of healing. And one of the types of healing that he does with the Creation Light Ship and the light being doctors that work there and work on us is to remove like the entities like he's removing now, but also other kinds of, I guess you would say, critters or beings that sometimes come into us, which would be, for example, any type of alien entity, alien parasites like the octopus energies, squid, and various things that come in. And they wreak havoc with us, just like if you had parasites in your body on a physical level, these energetic parasites can just really harm your body and rob your energy, and basically they really are destructive. Other things would be shapeshifters, entities that can change shape and appearance, and they can actually present themselves as being benevolent, and they can even make themselves look as though they're just, a body organ or something, and then when you see them or catch them shape-shifting, you can find out that they're really a destructive entity that's present in the body. And this could also be shadow bodies, which are dark side replicas, essentially, of us, mimicking us and put in our bodies to look as though they are us, but they're really another destructive kind of dark side energy that's been placed within us, within our bodies. So clearing all these out is essential to be able to actually have your spirit energy, your own divine spirit energy, come and inhabit your body temple. And unless you're able to do that, then you really can't experience the connection from your own divinity, because you've got all this other energies and entities present. And like Ron was saying, so many people on Earth are only about 20% in their bodies at best, and that leaves the other 80% being controlled by these different types of energies. So getting those out is critical and essential for spiritual development, and especially for ascension preparation, because in order to actually have the spirit come into the body and integrate in every cell and heal the body and have the cells of the body be able to hold the light energy necessary to actually ascend is very crucial. So the following two Sundays, this coming Sunday and the one after that, Ron is doing these incredible marathon, 8 hours each Sunday healing sessions, because that's what it takes to actually clear the body of all these energies. It really takes intensive work. So I'm sure many of you that are listening right now are already participating in those 8-hour sessions and have had tremendous experiences with that. If you'd like to, you can type on the fast chat anything that you'd like to say, any experience that you've had. I know Ron has received many, many testimonials from people experiencing just massive release of these energies that don't belong in their bodies, and an incredible amount of spirit integration from having their own spirit energy returned to them. And it's just incredible what people are experiencing. So also Ron has made those intensive clearing sessions very easy to do for people, since you don't have to travel. You can do them from a telephone anywhere, and also they're very, very affordable. So if you'd like to find out more about them or just sign up, you can go to Ron's website, www.creationlightship.com. You can pay for them through PayPal. It's very easy to do. And when you do that, then you receive the conference line number to call and the password to get on the call. If you're unable to get on the computer, then I think you can either call or email Ron, and if you don't have PayPal or something like that. But most people do, so that's the easiest way. And basically, all I can say is that the results people are experiencing are just really a deep, deep level of healing and very essential for people's healing and growth. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you for right now, Ron, and then just let me know when you would like to take up some of these questions.
Okay, so we're working now on shoulders, arms, and fingers. So thank you, Sylvia. Yes, these energies attach to our physical body organs, okay? This is what these calls are about, is to bring back your spirit into these locations. And unfortunately, you know, it takes more than just one simple one-hour healing to get these things out. This is why it's an eight-hour intensive. And this is why we're going to be doing three of these on it. Might even have to do more. I don't know. But, you know, it all depends how dedicated you are to living, is to whether you choose to do these calls, basically. And then also it's how the entities are affecting you and if they want to get out of you. Like I said, like when you talk to people, if the people run away from you, they have entities in them. Well, remember, we all have entities. So you may ask yourself, say, gee, do I really have these shapeshifters in my lungs, in my heart, in my kidneys, in my liver, or do I have worms crawling around in my head? And they'll come right forward, these entities, and say, of course not. You don't have any of these things. You don't need to have this. Don't waste your money. And so all of a sudden, you're going to say, no, I don't need that call. I talked to my spiritual guidance that came in my head, and it's saying that I'm perfectly fine. And I get people who, you know, call me up, and, you know, this is how they respond to me. You know, when I say that, I go, well, so, well, you're not talking into your heart, connecting to your spirit. You're using entities to control your life. And this is just the way life is here. So you really have to have dedication. And your body would love to get them out, but it takes you to do that. Remember, you're in control of your body. And it's very sad when I see how much torment the physical bodies go through down here by the mind controlling the bodies. You know, we all know what that's like. You know, I won't go into that. It's a very negative situation. Just look at anybody who's like a boxer, anybody who goes out and maybe is a soldier who is there to kill people. What's just doing that? It's not the heart. It's the training that they get in the mind. And the mind is there to do this. And entities come into people. So if you go with the heart energy, you know, if all the everybody on the planet, all the military people, the governing forces here on this planet, were to all be heart-centered, we would not have any military, we would not have any wars, we'd all live in peace and harmony. But instead, people live in the mind. And then the mind is what controls people. So this is the whole process here. Battle of the minds. This is what you're in. You're in the jungle of the mind matrix, the battle of the minds here. And it's your conscious choice, not the light ships, but your choice, because they give you free will, free choice. It's your choice to drop into your heart to become peaceful. So here we go. Now we're working on our neck and our head. And these special eight-hour calls don't require any kind of previous healings. Just get, you can come on the call and get benefit. Doesn't matter if you were on the ones that we've had in previous months or not. The light ship will help you at where you are with the process that they're doing. So don't worry about if you haven't did the previous calls, because it's not necessarily needed for you to join on any time you wish, because you get benefit regardless. Just as the people previously that were on will have a lot more consciousness than you do, because they're actually going through a process of having many clearings. So we had a question on the fast chat from Yolanda about the online healings. We have a drop-down box here that has the intensity on it. So I believe her question is, she's probably asking, is a number 10 better than a number 1? No, it's not. The intensity is only for you to sample slash feel the energy of the light beings coming to you. Now, some people are very, very sensitive, and so a number 1 position would be perfectly fine for them. And number two might overdose them with energy because their body's very sensitive. And so a number 10 might be used for somebody who really wants to feel a lot of energy. So the healing works the same whether it's on a number 1 or a number 10, just that your awareness of the healing is why we increased it, so that the light beings can come in stronger so you can actually feel the energy. So regardless of where you put that from 1 to 10, the healing will be the same. It's just your awareness level of the connection of the divine light beings to you and how your body is going to feel the energy transmissions to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so when you were first talking about entities and how they can hop from person to person, Ron, we had a question from the fast chat asking if they can also come into us from plants.
I have never seen one come in from a plant. So as of right now, I would say no. I'll have to put my awareness out there to check further on maybe during the week here. But as of this point, looking, scanning, I have never seen one body hop from a plant or a rock or anything else. Okay, so the things that are on this planet that the Earth Spirit created, their consciousness level is not in judgment. Okay, remember, judgment is what brings the entities in. And so this is why a dog or an animal can have things come into them, and they can also use that particular being with eyes to body hop into you. So that they can be used as a target also. So, and you're naturally the target too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Karen was asking, what do we do to regain spiritual consciousness? And I think probably we've been talking a lot about that already so far, just as far as how to get your spirit energy back to you, which is the only hope you have of regaining your spiritual consciousness. But would you like to add to that, Ron?
Well, yeah, see if we're going okay with this here. You cannot typically get your spirit energy back to yourself without the help of the light ship now. Unfortunately, that's the way I see it. I'm not trying to necessarily come out there and promote the light ship, because the light doesn't promote anything. They're just giving you information. But the way humanity is now, it's so messed up by the aliens and everything else that we have. And if you've been on the calls, the 8-hour calls that we've been doing, you now probably have a better grasp of what's inside of us and how much they've interfered with us. It's very, very, very sad. I mean, it's incredible. I didn't think it would be ever this bad, and it could even be worse. And so for somebody who is out there who, you know, is a new ager who just got started and they think everything is love and light and smile and think good thoughts and you're going to go to ascension because, you know, you look nice and pretty, forget it. I said, this is just, it's just so awful what we've been put through here through all these past generations of consciousness of our bodies from past life. So you have to get the light ship to help you to do this process. You're not going to be able to get it in a book. You're not going to be able to get it through anything else but the light ship. This is why it comes. This is its job at this point in time in the area of their domain, which is light, and to clear out the darkness out of their domain to do the ascension process. So you have to get the clearings done for yourself, and you have to get these energies taken out of you. Your spirit does not have the horsepower, the energy to do it. Saying it a different way, I would say that most people's spirits here are only empowered about 1% of what they really could have with them, okay? And so 1% against, you know, the whole universe of darkness is nothing. And the light ship even has troubles releasing these things. This is why you have to go into quarantine on these special calls. So the whole thing is the light ship is here to help you, and this is the way you regain your consciousness. So another way of stating this is that as these extraterrestrial energies of whatever they are, mind control transmissions, them working with the invisible bodies that surround us, cluttering them up full of negativity, of thoughts. You have to get these things cleared out so that your spirit has room to come in. And this is what we're doing is, you know, all that I work with, basically with people, is clearing out garbage. I'm like a garbage collector. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking out this stuff. I would much rather come on and have a show like maybe other shows on BBS, just saying, oh, you wonderful people, how beautiful you are. I see you all as beautiful, loving, divine beings, you know, and go on and on and on. You probably have heard this in channeling so far if you've been involved with that. I don't live there. I'm here to go down to the core to get rid of stuff out of you so that you can start to understand that you are this type of being. Because you are that initially, but the body's been so infested and infiltrated with darkness that we have to get it out of you. So this is why I'm here, and the light ship is here to help you get rid of this darkness energy so you can finally become empowered. And this is the whole process of this show, is to inform you and to get these clearings of samples to you so that you can feel better and live a better life. Once this is out of you, then you can say, yeah, I've been there, done that, and I'm moving forward. I want to get more spirit into my body. Until you really realize that you have a spirit with you, which has been so beaten down by the darkness that you don't even recognize that you have one. I ask many people when I go to the expos, I say, do you talk to your spirit? And they look at me and they have a funny look. They go, what's that? You know, I get voices in my head all the time. Isn't that my spirit? And I go, no, that's the entities in you. That's the dark side giving you transmissions. And the people just don't get it. You know, I have a lot that do get it, though. And like yourself, you're listening. So, but it is hard. This is not an easy mission, believe me. It's much easier in the time of Jesus than it is now. But the whole thing is, how do you get your spiritual consciousness? You have to get rid of the garbage. You have to get rid of this stuff out of you. So any clearing that you have online or with me personally, either way, whatever you do helps you to get more of your spirit with you. And that's about all that I can say. You know, that's what you're here to do, is to get rid of this stuff. This is what Jesus did. You know, in the Bible they say he got killed for your sins. Well, basically, yeah, he did get killed. They killed him because he was releasing genetic cellular memory so that you can become more spirit empowered. And the powers to be at that time didn't like that, which is probably true in this lifetime here. And they don't want anybody to become empowered, to become running by their spirit with love energy. Why would they want that? You know, they don't live there. So you're bucking the whole establishment. So this is the whole process. So this is what happened to him. And unfortunately, it's much worse in this lifetime, this time around. So this is all that I can say. As far as people getting on board to do these calls and stuff, we're just reaching, you know, like a few grains of sand out there, because the darkness is so thick that people just don't get it. And it's just very, very sad. But it doesn't matter. The ones that do get it, get it. And that's all that I can hope for, is a few people. Remember, Jesus only had a few people, too, around him. So, you know, a few people that get it, and that's really all that the light ship can do, because this place is so infested with darkness. So anyway, I'll get off that here. We're clearing the top of your head right now. But I would definitely recommend getting the death barcode off. That will help your physical body immensely, and do these 8-hour calls. Or even get on once a week to a $20 call on the 1-hour Mondays and Fridays. But you know, that's kind of your choice on how you wish to run your life. But the whole thing is to become more conscious. And the only way you can become more conscious is to have clearings done. So back to you, Sylvia. We can get some questions if you wish. And I'm almost done with this clearing here. In fact, I just finished. So let's get your spirit into your body, then we'll bring Sylvia on. So I'm going to count to 10. We're going to bring in your spirit. So I'll just describe what happens in case you're wondering. Your spirit left because it got saturated of darkness, okay? So basically, it got burned in fire, we'll say. It said, I've been there, done that. I don't want to come back to that body any longer. And so it's probably waiting in the belief system of heaven someplace. on the other side, or it's just, you know, maybe outside of your body a few feet away, or it could be someplace else in the universe of 3D here. And it doesn't want to come back to you because, you know, it got hurt. It got traumatized. It got, you know, maybe basically killed or something. So it doesn't want to come back. So we have to go out and find the parts of you. Your spirit helps us. And then we cleanse it to make it into neutral energy again of love. And then from there we put that back into your body. Because it doesn't want to come back. It'll come back screaming and yelling and kicking and everything else. It doesn't want to come back into your body at all. So we have to clean it. So we're going to do that right now. Your spirit inside of you is going to help look for the parts of you. So a little picture would be like it's out there with maybe binoculars or a telescope trying to find the bits and pieces of you that left through the traumas and tribulations here on Earth. And here we go. Yeah, I got Hotel California here. Thank you, Karen. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. You know, and it starts out, you know, on a long, dusty, dark, dusty highway, you know. That's where we are. But anyway, here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Think a thought, and it should come out of your heart center. If you don't feel it out of your chest area, then keep counting and bringing your spirit back in. What we'll do now is a mind-to-heart drop. And again, this you can do yourself. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. It's not a meditation. It's not trying to hypnotize you or anything like that. Just a way to command the energy. This you can do yourself. So 10th floor, we'll say, of the elevator is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. And I had an email from somebody today talking about that they're working with Saint Germain, which is nice. And they're just wondering if, I guess, that is okay. And then they had something else about the Arcturians, I believe, and the Pleiades. So I'll just kind of mention that to you. I'm not typically in favor of extraterrestrials. My stand on it is if they're out there and they have all this wonderful technology, and I'll talk about that briefly. If you notice, if you've ever been traveling or seen pictures of, like, New Mexico, you notice that some of these mountains that you see have a flat top on them. And you wonder, gee, how can a mountain have a flat top? Even here in Mount Shasta, there's a few around here. You have the regular mountains that came up, you know, a long time ago from the volcanoes that were here, which Mount Shasta is, and they kind of like bubble up, you know, out of the ground, and then they form like a rounded mountain. And some have a perfectly sheared off top on them. Well, what do you think that was used for a long time ago? It's probably a landing site for aliens to come with their ships to land on. So when you see these flat top mountains, you know, it might give you a clue that, gee, is that nature doing that, or was that actually done by the high technology of the aliens? I'd say it was the aliens doing that. But that's you can check yourself and look at them. Another way you can kind of perceive that they have been here and that they still are. And so the reason why I'm not a proponent of alien intervention here is mainly because where are they? People talk about them all the time, that they're here, they're coming, they can't wait. You know, the reason why they haven't come, some people say, is because they try to come and our military forces or something like that shot them down. Well, you know, they got a lot of technology, more than what we probably even know about. So as far as them doing that, I doubt it. So what are they waiting for? If they are a conscious being and they realize that we're suffering here in pain and agony and being controlled, they should realize that we need a lot of help here. And the help that they could give us you know, which would be the same as a light ship, we'll say, so to speak, because they are conscious beings too. You know, there's no reason why they can't send energies over here to get rid of these things. Anyway, so as far as the races, yeah, I'm sure there's something out there that might be good. You know, that's wonderful. People say they're coming. Yeah, that's great. Are they going to come, you know, in the next 2 minutes, or are they going to come in the next 2,000, 5,000, 100,000 years, you know? Where are they? Hello? So anyway, that's my stand on that. So to me, if they're not helping us, they're in bed with the dark side. That's a basic thing. The next thing is a person asked about Saint Germain and maybe some of the other entities, we'll call them, beings that are supposed to be from the light. Well, if they're coming in through your head and you're getting messages that way, then they're not from the light. They only come in through the heart center. So right away people say, well, you know, I've seen Jesus at the foot of my bed. I got healed by Jesus. Well, did the energy work through your heart? Okay, if it didn't work through your heart, then it's very possible that the light of the darkness created Jesus for you because you were praying and you got a healing. And, you know, is that a good thing, you know, to have a darkness healing? Well, that's up to you to mention. To me, you know, I would not want to be hooked up to the darkness anyway, shape or form. But the darkness can heal also. This is what you find in churches. Okay, so I'll stop at that point there. So the only way to get a hold of these, like Mother Mary, Jesus, the other beings that you may feel is divine, is to go to your heart and have your spirit bring the energies into you through the heart center. If it comes any other way, then it's not going to be of the light, because the light does not work in mind, and the mind works in time, and the time is the darkness. So the light is not going to enter into your mind where the darkness lives to bring you a divine transmission, we'll say a divine being. It doesn't work that way. So you have to go to your heart. So if you're listening and you sent me that email, yes, if you want to connect to Saint Germain, then you must go to your heart center. And that's the only way you're going to have that connection. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think earlier you were talking about how one of the ways that we're controlled is through the planets and the whole natal chart thing. And there was a question from Rhonda about it. She says, is it wise then to ignore the astrological charts?
Well, I'll tell you the way I kind of perceive that. You may get information there that may help you. We'll just say that you go to a person who could read your chart, and they look at it and they go, oh, man, you know, in 10 years, this thing's going to happen to you. It'll be very negative, you know, or whatever. Or it could be very, very positive. Well, it's an indication of the mind control information, the mind control program that you are responding to. Okay? So it's kind of like being on an escalator, and you're on this escalator watching life go by, and it's bringing you events. And the only way you're going to be able to change your life by not having these events come to you automatically is to get in the present moment. Get off of that time run escalator. Okay? So that's the way you have to be. So, yeah, it's out there. And so they're just reading the dark side energy, telling you what's going to happen to you. And that could be good or bad. Because, remember, the dark side sets you up from this natal chart to experience life in a certain way. And they have their own plans. They have everybody connected that way. This is the mind matrix. And so they'll bring people into your life. You know, just think of a gigantic computer. And you have many, many programmers who are working with you. You know, you don't know about this, but they are actually manipulating you and bringing people into your life to cause things to happen to you. And so this is kind of how it works. And so when you get off of the program, which is being in the present moment, off of that escalator, off of the mind-based time energy, then you're in the moment, in your heart. And none of that's going to affect you because you're not running that program. you put your computer on idle, okay? Or you just turned it off. Naturally, when you get back into time, it's fully running, and all these programs are working for you. And you might be able to catch one of them. You might say, ah, I see this program happening. You know, I have a vision that something's going to happen to me in 10 minutes. I better not drive down this road. You know, there's an accident going to happen. And so you decide not to do that. And then all of a sudden you read in the paper the next day or on the news that there was a tremendous accident happening, you know, at that same time. And you happen to get the information. Well, you may have read your dark side script for yourself. Maybe somehow you're able to drop into your heart. And your spirit says, hey, man, watch out for this here. So most people would view that as divine intervention. The divine intervention came to you and told you to move out of the way. Well, that's not necessarily the case. You know, if you're in your heart, yes, that would be true. But the divine does not interfere, you say. The divine doesn't care what you do. You have free choice, free will. So they can't really intervene with you. All you can do is live your life in the moment. And then you have free choice, free will. So once you understand that fully, you're going to realize that there's no such thing as divine right timing, which is what everybody talks about. That's one of the New Age buzz terms. You know, collective consciousness, you know, pouring love into the planet, all this stuff is just dark side energies with a nice name that sounds good emotionally to you. So remember, we live on emotions here. So whatever sounds great emotionally, that tends to open people up, to open their hearts up, to get stabbed by the darkness. So you want to be very, very careful. This is why when you get into your heart center, you're in pure peace. You're in the love energy, which has no emotion. It's just stillness, which is peace. It doesn't have happiness, doesn't have sadness. It's just strictly a peaceful energy. Your body might smile when it's in that, but typically you're going to feel calm, and you're not going to feel connected to anything around you because the light does not cord or connect anything. It allows you to be your own self in the present moment. So I hope that answered that question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I think we had a question from Rhonda, I believe she was asking about when, and I don't know if it was a call that she was on or earlier in today's radio program when you were doing the entity clearing, but she said that she had seen, you know, entities as sort of like a dark gray mass that was moving around and then coming out, and then eventually that turned to kind of a light purple color, and she was wondering if you could explain about that.
Boy, the entities do show up. You might see them in your room as a fog. You might see them, you know, in the corner of your eye. They can appear anyway that they choose to. So it's kind of hard to describe that or explain that. But yes, they can shapeshift to sometimes. Remember, there's all different things. Just the word entities could also be shapeshifter. So it's very hard to describe, you know, how to perceive them. But just know that they're here. I guess that's about the only way I can describe that. There's a question here. So, what's the source of Reiki healing? Boy, that's a good one. I've answered that many times before. Reiki energy uses symbols. Okay? So, if for some reason you connected to your heart center and you had symbols there, which I kind of doubt, but you could probably have them there, then that would probably be okay. So I'll talk about that differently. Dr. Yasui, for what I understand, went out on a mountaintop for some reason, went on a fast for about 20 days, and all of a sudden, you know, got maybe enlightened or got this information, and he had symbols brought to him. Okay, so I don't know if he was in the heart energy at that time or if in the mind energy. I have no idea, but he is transmitting the energy now to people, or people are using that, okay, that information, using the mind energy. So, you're using mind energy to bring in symbols, and they have you draw, memorize these symbols, write them down. So I would say right off the bat, by doing a symbol, by writing it through the mind, using the mind to do this, then you bring it in darkness. That's about the way I would look at it. I'm not saying that Reiki practitioners use darkness energy. Remember, you have to use your heart. That's the difference. So the difference is heart and mind, okay? If you use your heart energy, which is your spirit energy, and use a spirit-to-spirit connection, which your spirit knows how to do, your mind does not know how to do this, okay? So you can't use your mind to tell your spirit how to do healings, because it's going to see darkness coming to it. It's not going to, it'll close the door on it. So if you think that you're sending energy to somebody for healing, okay, using your mind, then what are you doing? You should be able to answer the question yourself. You'd say, gee, Ron told me that if I use my mind at all and I send cording energy to somebody, which is what you're doing with the mind, then that energy that you're cording somebody with is darkness. It doesn't matter where you think it's coming from. Somebody could have told you in a book, this is divine energy, this is God energy, which is God energy, which is what you're using extraterrestrial energy for this process, okay? And I don't like extraterrestrials because they're not here to help us. But basically, you're using an energy outside of yourself, which is not of light. The light only works in the now. So the fact that you're using a symbol, I would say, definitely is not good, because you're using mind energy to control the symbol. Like I said, the difference is that you don't want to use your mind. Your spirit knows how to help another spirit in the healing process. And all your spirit can actually do is go to somebody and energize that spirit to the consciousness of what your own spirit is. Now remember, you've been here a long time, so you don't have the horsepower. Like I said earlier on the show, you may only be 1% empowered, but maybe that extra little percentage can help somebody help their spirit get more healing, because the spirit now might only be 0.5% empowered. Maybe your 1% energy may help that person, and that extra energy might produce a healing, because the spirit is what heals the person. As far as using a mind-controlling energy where you direct energy with the mind to somebody, then you're giving them a psychic attack. So I'll ask you, do you want to be psychic attacked by people or a group of people in a prayer circle? I would guess that if you're listening, you would probably say no. If you're saying yes, then you better listen to some of my archives and get a clue of what's happening to you, because you're being connected, corded to the darkness. So, there we go. Next question, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Karen was asking, like if you've done or you do a lot of the clearings and you're not basically taken sideways at the ascension time by the dark side, but you're not fully able to, you know, be in your body to do the ascension with your physical body, then will you still be able to get out of Hotel California and not have to come back to Earth?
Okay, very good question. The first thing I would say is, has your spirit been attached, connected to the darkness in previous lifetimes? That's the first question that you need to ask your spirit. So, is your spirit a whole spirit? You know, is your spirit like it was when it first incarnated here? Assuming that it was perfect, okay? Did your spirit happen to be in a physical body that was mind-controlled, and the person ended up doing spells on people, etc., ended up doing oaths and things, and aligned themselves with the darkness, which aligned the spirit with the darkness? So, you know, what you're looking at is just this lifetime, and you don't know what your spirit got involved with. So we'll assume, you know, that your spirit was a wonderful spirit, and the body that it was in all these past thousands of lifetimes, okay, that it never connected with the darkness. So it's perfectly empowered. It's 100% in wholeness, although part of your spirit is not with you because you actually frightened it or caused it harm in this lifetime, and it left. So, yes, that spirit could be taken completely in wholeness, and it would do the ascension. Now, for the people who have dove into the darkness in past lifetimes, remember, you don't know what your spirit was involved with in a thousand lifetimes ago. Remember, your body has free choice, free will, and it tells the spirit what to do, and the spirit follows, unfortunately, and it gets connected to darkness. So the light ship will come and look for the parts of you, providing it can find you here. Remember, you don't want to be taken sideways in the ascension process. The dark side knows when it's going to be. This is prophecies, okay? So they have a good clue. The light ship might change it on them, but they have a good clue when it's going to be. So if they don't take you sideways to a parallel universe, this is why we do a parallel clearing, a parallel life clearing for people. Then if you don't go to sideways to a dark side planet, and the light ship can find you now, remember, it just comes here. It's like you visiting a different state. And you go across the border, and you go, well, there's people here. Well, what if you were going across the border, and you go, man, there's nobody on this, in this first mile, and you drive across the whole state. Say you drive 500 miles, and you see nobody. Well, you're going to say, well, nobody lives here, and you're going to just leave, okay? So this is what the light ship sees. It looks for spirits that it created. If you don't have a part of you here, it's not going to look for you because it only looks for the parts of the light that is there to claim. So if you're here, it will look for the other parts of you. Your spirit will say, hey, man, I only got one-tenth of me here. I need the other parts of me. And the light ship will look for them. And it'll go out and do a physical battle from the darkness, spiritual warfare, and it will find parts of you along with whatever they find in the process of looking for you. They can only do it for so long, though. And then at some point, they'll say, well, that's it. And we'll do the next part maybe in 2,000 years from now when we come back again. So that's the way it is. This is why you don't want to be hooked up to dark side practitioners or people who do mind control, etc., or friends who do spells on you or think bad thoughts. This is why we have it on the website, Dark Side Practitioner Clearing. So I hope that answered your question. I have on here a planetary clearing from Twiggy. Here we go, Twiggy. This is another dark side energy, prenatal stuff. There's over 2,000 planets, and we'll just get rid of 10 of them. So here we go. First one released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So if you have 10 planets off of you, you might feel your body feeling better. Maybe you're smiling. Maybe an anchor pain left you because the energy of the cording connection, that hypodermic needle from the dark side that's poisoning you is now released from 10 planets. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we had a request for a boss and co-worker cording release.
Okay, so this is your choice. Whatever you wish to do there, here we go. We'll do it for 5 days. So 5 days ago, to just think of this person. Hopefully you're thinking from your heart. Okay. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. That's done.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
We have 1 minute left, huh?
All right. We have one more question here about how much do you have to be in your body to make the ascension? 70%, 80%, 95%, 100%?
It depends. Typically, it's 100%. But if the light ship can find parts of you, then that's great. They can make up the difference. But the ascension is 100% in your body, integrated with all of your cells.
And that's great. What
you do for the transformation of ascension. This is what ascension is. It's to take your body with you, to have it come into a physical light body. So that's kind of it in a nutshell there. You know, this is why very few people left here. So this is why we're here to educate you now. I don't think Jesus had a lot of the information that we have in this lifetime to communicate to people. It was easier back then, but still, I don't think he had the knowledge that we have now for the amount of darkness that's here. So it would be, in one sense, with the knowledge and the clearings that we have, it would be a lot easier now than it would be then to have the clearings done because we didn't have internet back then. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I guess just in case people have come on that weren't listening earlier, we'll just recap this announcement about this weekend's special 8-hour intensive healing on this coming Sunday. And the purpose of this particular Sunday and also the following Sunday is for physical body organ rejuvenation. And you want to just give a little recap about that, Ron?
Yeah, it's a must for you to experience if you wish to have wellness in your body. Okay, and we take out shapeshifters, extraterrestrial parasites. These are all things that are inside of you that are preventing you from coming fully into your body with your spirit, number one. And number two is, it's the reason why your physical body is going to be dying. So, these things come into us, cord us, take away our energies, have time-controlled implants that go off at certain times in your life. And so that's kind of what it's about. And it's just so important to have these 8-hour calls. That's about all that I can say. It's up to you to step forward to want them. And what could happen to you is you might think really positive right now. And then as the show ends, right now you're out of time. You're in the love energy of the light ship of creation energy. And what will happen is, when this call ends, you're going to find yourself back probably into the time-based reality, and you might forget what we even talked about here, okay? So you may want to listen to the archive. Write yourself a note, okay? And, you know, get on this call. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Our next show will be Friday, and it's on Station 2, 5 minutes earlier than this show here, which is 6:55. Blessings, everybody. Good night.
Blessings, everyone. See you Friday. Good night.